This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Eating disorders have the second highest mortality rate of all mental health disorders. In fact, anorexia has a peak onset of 13 to 18 years old, and it carries a mortality rate of 5 to 6%. And young people with this disease, who are between the ages of 15 and 24, have 10 times the risk of death compared to their same age peers. Well, joining us live in studio today to talk about what we need to know about this is Melissa Wallinga. She is St. Luke's Children's Pediatric Dietitian. Welcome to the program.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
And a quick note, St. Luke's is a sponsor of Idaho Matters. So what do we know about the main causes of eating disorders such as anorexia or bulimia?
Right. So, you know, there are a lot of things that go into someone who has an eating disorder. And as you mentioned, it's, you know, considered a mental health illness. And there's, for many different kids, there's many different things that go into it. But there are certain things we can do to prevent it. And many of those are just having an overall focus on health. So one of the main causes is just that kind of obsession with health. And we've kind of gone there in our society, right? We have this overall just kind of obsession with being healthy and thinness.
Well, it's the thinness
part.
So let's talk about that. Mm-hmm. Because if you are a parent, even of smaller kiddos, I mean, what should we be talking about or not talking about or doing or not doing? Because there is such a difference between being healthy but being thin.
Correct. Yeah. And I have a 6-year-old, so this hits
home for me. And I have a 7-year-old and an 11-year-old.
Yeah.
Right.
It's hard. What do we talk about? What do we say? How do we encourage them in the right way? And that's how we prevent eating disorders early on, is learning how to talk to our kids, both girls and boys, about being healthy and being strong. And some of the ways that we can do that is, just like I mentioned, talking about being healthy and strong and fit instead of focusing on weight or being thin or, you know, avoiding those comments. Sometimes we say things to kids like about their chubby or whatever, those things that sometimes we think is cute and it does not end up cute for them. So focusing on the things that are important about health instead of the body image.
What about what kids are eating? Because look, I try to get my kids to eat their vegetables.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's really hard.
Yep.
And sometimes they do eat kind of junk food and all of that. But I also assume at some point they will outgrow that.
Right. Yeah. And they do. You know, as I'm a dietitian that kind of follows that everything fits in moderation type attitude. And when we become obsessive about what we're eating, that shows in our kids. Mm. Right. So kids follow what their parents are doing. And if we're obsessive about what we're eating and dieting and all of those things, they also become obsessive about that. So encouraging them to eat those healthy things, but also reminding them that food's supposed to be enjoyed and it's supposed to be fun and it's a great part of life.
What about this idea that eating disorders only affect girls? Because I've also seen a shift just in my own parenting with, I have boys, but how my boys seem to be focused on, especially my younger one, about, oh, I need muscles, I need to be this. And because there are these images out there now. I mean, you look at every Marvel movie that is out there.
Yeah.
I mean, if you really don't look like the Hulk, I mean, you think there's almost something wrong with you. So does that pretend, even though girls want to be thin, there are images that we're projecting onto boys in this day and age.
Yes, you're exactly right. That obsession with being healthy or being super fit. And we become part of eating disorders is also can be this obsessive exercise piece. And we do see that a lot in boys. They become a little more obsessive about exercising. And that's one thing you can watch for. If you have a child that all of a sudden is, you know, exercising in places that really don't make sense, you know, or they're really worried about, they're at home just, you know, doing lunges or doing jumping jacks or doing things that aren't necessarily appropriate for that space, that's kind of a clue to you, hey, this might be becoming an unhealthy obsession.
We're speaking with Melissa Wallinga. She is a St. Luke's Children's Pediatric Dietitian, and we're talking about eating disorders and the fact that they can hit some young kiddos. In fact, Melissa, I'm curious, how young have you seen children here locally?
Young. I mean, we've seen, you know, under 10 multiple times, and it's become alarming, right? What are we, you know, what are we saying to our kids that's causing a kid under 10 to have ideas about and to become obsessive about food and their appearance? And so that's why this has become so important to me, is what can we do for these little kids, you know, that are coming in to see us with problems like this?
So what are some of the maybe signs, things like that, that we should be thinking about or looking for? I mean, when I was growing up, this was something that we thought only happened to a young women.
Yep.
And, you know, maybe 17, 18 mm-hmm. years yeah. old.
Not seven.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So some of the main, there's both physical and emotional type signs, right? So we have the physical signs. Any weight loss in a child should be alarming. So as a coach, a teacher, or a parent, any weight loss in any child should be alarming and cause for some investigation or some questioning. So that's number one, physical. And then for an older kid, you know, a girl, a loss in menstruation, things like that, those are all. And as a parent, you might not necessarily know that. So a lot of times the weight loss is a big thing. And I mentioned the over-exercising. Also just an obsession with food. If they take on a new diet or they have, you know, allegiance to being a vegetarian or a vegan, those are typical signs that maybe something is becoming a little bit unhealthy. So any diet in a kid really is not necessarily appropriate. So if, you know, a young kid wants to put themselves on a diet or starts restricting food, that should be another kind of sign. So those are like the physical signs. If they become, you know, withdrawn, some of those kind of mental health things you think of, those also go into eating disorders. There are other physical signs more specific to anorexia or bulimia. You know, their hair may get brittle, their nails get brittle, their hair falls out, their skin looks different. With bulimia, they may have teeth problems. You know, if they're going to the bathroom frequently after meals,
Start noticing
yes.
those things. Can we go back to this idea of changing diet? Because mm-hmm. you mentioned vegan and vegetarianism, mm-hmm. because I know kiddos mm-hmm. who want to be vegetarian. And mm-hmm. when you talk to them, I mean, it really goes down to like they love animals.
Right.
So if you, and they've made this change on their own and they're healthy kids, mm-hmm. should you have a conversation about as to why
Correct.
They are doing this.
Exactly. And we are kind of trying to tease out that like unexplainable allegiance to the diet, right? If they can't really tell you why they're following this diet, that's usually kind of a red mm-hmm. flag.
So if you are like, let's say a coach or a teacher, as you mentioned, and not the parent, mm-hmm. and you notice something that might be concerning to you, mm-hmm. what do you do? Because this is a slippery slope.
It is a very slippery slope. And I think that as a coach or a teacher, we want you to pay attention, right? Pay attention to the kids that you're spending time with. And if you notice something, the first thing obviously you need to do is call a parent. There are resources from the National Eating Disorder Association, NEDA, online that they can help you through teasing out warning signs. But the most important thing is call a parent and just raise that awareness. Mm-hmm. And if you feel comfortable having a conversation with the child, that's great, but also need to involve the parent for sure.
And bottom line, I think you made such a good point about, you know, kids really watch our actions mm-hmm. and what we do.
Yep.
So as parents, I mean, how much of this does truly come down to, and I'm talking little kids, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
Like those little guys, about how we are going about, you know, our diet, our exercise, mm-hmm. how we talk about that. I mean, truly, how critical is that?
It's really critical. There's a lot of new research showing that kids of, especially moms who are, you know, obsessed with this or talk about it a lot, are more likely to have disordered eating patterns and thoughts. So, you know, just switch your own focus to being healthy and strong and versus, you know, having to get fit or being skinny or not being fat and, you know, not using the word fat, not talking about foods and as good or bad, but just that they're fueling our body and we're being healthy and strong.
Such good information and critical when we look at the fact that you have seen kids younger than 10 years old
mm-hmm.
who are dealing with these issues.
Yeah, our youngest little ones, and we want to protect them. Yeah,
absolutely. Thank you so much for coming in today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Oh, we've been talking with Melissa Wallinga. She is a pediatric dietitian with St. Luke's, talking about eating disorders and the early onset of it. Up next, a conversation with a New York Times bestselling author who happens to live in Boise. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters.